Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
US President Donald Trump has confirmed that South Africa will have to endure 30% tariffs on all exports to his country. The announcement was made a short while ago as part of a global list of tariffs with a minimum of 10% and rates of 15% and higher for countries with significant trade surpluses with America. We are among the highest. No surprise, given Trump's dislike of this country and our relations with American enemies like Russia, China, and Iran. Some of the others, 20% for Taiwan, 39% for Switzerland, 35% Canada, 19% Thailand and Cambodia. The new tariffs come into effect in 7 days. Ahead of Trump's list, government here announced a contingency plan to keep production lines moving in key sectors. Business Day says these measures are led by an export tariff support desk. The aim is to relieve mounting pressure on strategic industries such as automotive manufacturing, steel, agriculture and chemicals. The support desk will serve as a one-stop contact point for exporters, providing real-time updates, guidance on compliance and support in pivoting to alternative markets across Africa, Asia, the EU and Latin America. The Reserve Bank has cut borrowing costs by 0.25%. That's as the market had been expecting, and it takes the benchmark rate to 7%, the lowest since November 2022. The cut has been welcomed by home loan provider Uber. With prime now down to 10.5%, CEO Rhys Dyer explains that for an average-sized bondholder around the 1.5 million rand mark, it represents a saving of just under 15,000 rand a year. Uber notes that the latest home loan figures for the second quarter of 2025 show an 11% increase in year-on-year applications and an 18.5% increase in the total value of those applications. And going back to the Reserve Bank for a moment, Governor Lesetja Kgatha says they will now use 3% as the target for inflation, rather than the 3% to 6% range previously. With inflation currently at 3%, that means likely no more rate cuts this year. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down just under 1%. London's FTSE was flat. In New York, the Dow down 0.7%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%, the Nasdaq flat. Markets in the Asia-Pacific area are reacting to the Trump tariff announcements. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney down 0.7%, South Korea, though, down over 3%. The US dollar remains firmer at 1.14 to the euro. The rand, however, has dropped quite sharply on the Trump tariff news. We're 18.22 to the dollar this morning, 20.80 to the euro, 24.06 to sterling. Gold at 3,291, platinum 12.91, Bitcoin just over 115,600, Brent crude oil $72.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.